B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
The run-up to exams is a stressful period for university students everywhere, and now I'm fortunate that scholars in Australia have had their preparations disrupted by an unlikely culprit, and that was the durian fruit.
Oh!
Staff at the University of Canberra Library were forced to evacuate the building due to a suspected gas leak, but a search revealed the stench was in fact caused by durian fruit. To be honest, I'd rather smell that than what I smelled just a moment ago.
And that's saying a lot.
On a Facebook post, they said, fortunately, the suspected gas leak turned out to be a part of a durian. The offending fruit has now been removed. Some 550 people evacuated the building in less than 6 minutes. Emergency service got to the bottom of the mystery. Firefighters, they said, in a statement, had completed a search of the building and located the source of the smell, which they added that a specialized team had carried out atmospheric monitoring to ensure that the area was safe.
So I found the durian far more vomit-inducing than this Ostroman. It just had a back of the throat sort of stink.
However, it appears getting rid of the smell wasn't as simple as just removing the fruit. In another Facebook post, the library reassured students that the lingering gas-like smell in the building is completely safe and revealed that the durian had been left in a trash bin. Okay. This one's tough to listen to.
All right.
A man who farms near Pender, Nebraska, went to extraordinary lengths to save his life after his leg became trapped in a machine on his farm. Kurt Kasser, a lifelong corn, soybean, and hog farmer, was transferring grain from one bin to another when he stepped into a grain auger.
Oh, man.
So an auger, it's almost like a gigantic drill of sorts that moves slowly to push stuff from one end to the other of in a tube.
Right.
So an auger, it almost looks like if you've seen like ice fishing when they dig.
Yeah, except horizontal.
Something like that, yeah. So the machine ate away at his left leg. It ate away at his left leg and then started to suck the 63-year-old toward the machine. He said, I didn't know what to do. I was afraid that it was going to suck me in more. I about gave up and let it do what it was going to do. He was alone on the farm that day. His cell phone either fell from into the machine or fell out someplace else. On the 1,500-acre farm, yelling wouldn't do any good. So he pulled out his 3-inch pocket knife. Oh.
3-inch pocket knife.
And he cut his leg off.
Oh, with a 3-inch pocket knife.
He said, I've had other...
He didn't have a spork?
I've had other incidences. I try to hold my cool or figure out how to make the situation better at the time. It's hard to describe. You want to survive, and you do what you need to do to survive, I guess. Kasser saw the machine remove his foot from his body and continue to tear away at his flesh. About 8 inches below his knee, he found the smallest connection of tissue and determined that it was his best chance to free himself. He sawed away at muscles and nerves, cutting through about a half inch to an inch before he came free.
This looks good.
The bones.
Now I can just play with my
Wrong one.
You wanted to hit the one you want to hit?
Nah, we'll skip it.
So the bone stuck out down to my ankle, he said. And that's what I was hanging on to, and I was trying to get myself out. Once free, he crawled about 200 feet to the nearest phone. He called his son, Adam, who's on a local rescue squad. Adam was the first person to arrive on the farm. He helped take his father into town. He was then put in a flown to a medical center where his two daughters are trauma nurses. And he spent about a week in the hospital, 2 weeks at a rehabilitation center, and he returned home on Friday. Once on his heels, he said he's going to be fitted for a prosthetic and he'll go back to farming.
Why wouldn't you? That's such a fun time.
All things considered, he should be able to walk fairly normally. He said he hopes that his story will serve as one cautionary tale and maybe make at least one farmer slow down a bit. He said, I was in a hurry and I didn't pay attention and it happens and we need to stop and slow down. So that's just... that's
so nuts. Think about that. Yeah. You know, 3-inch knife carving away at your own leg.
Yep, yep. All right, here's a story out of Florida. It is indeed a Florida man. Jordan Anderson, accused of playing basketball naked at a park, told police that he thought it would help improve his skills. The Florida man was arrested Sunday and charged with indecent exposure of sexual organs. Officers responded to Candyland Park for a report of a naked man walking around. When they got there, officers found the 29-year-old man in full glory, totally naked. Anderson allegedly told the officers that he thought getting that he could get better at the game if he practiced naked.
Yeah.
They threw his ass in jail, by the way.
The clothes hold you back. Florida man story.
And I tell you what.
Florida man. Florida man.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
Well, the team of Renegade Cheesemakers.
Oh, my God.
We'll showcase some very couture cheese at the Victoria and Albert Museum's forthcoming exhibition, Food Bigger Than the Plate. No samplings of this cheese, which will be showcased in climate-controlled glass, and it shall be unoffered, which, by the way, is just as well, since the cheese has been made with bacteria from the bodies of British celebrities.
What? So this is cheese made from the bacteria of British celebrities. That sounds disgusting.
Awful.
Alex James of the band Blur, Michelin star chef Heston Blumenthal, former Great British Bake Off finalist and author Ruby Tando, and the singer-songwriter Suggs and rapper Professor Green all volunteered their body bacteria for science, more specifically a chef. A synthetic biologist and a bio designer turned their body swabs into starter culture for the five cheeses that make up the exhibit named Self-Made.
We're literally looking at Famunda cheese.
Yeah. It's a lot like that. Exactly. Together with the chef, the human cheese artisans have been maturing a Cheshire cheese from Alex James, a Comté from Heston Blumenthal, a mozzarella from Professor Green, a Stilton from Ruby Tando, and a cheddar from Suggs.
And this brie is from Prince Charles's bunghole.
Apparently our body's team with microbes and research has suggested that the composition of our body's microbiome can determine such integral facets as our mood, intelligence, body weight.
I don't like this.
In a world obsessed with cleanliness and armed with hand sanitizers, it's worth paying attention to the function of good bacteria. And that's where the cheese comes in. By using human bacteria to use such a beloved edible product, these food scientists and artists want to challenge associations of disgust with bacteria.
Yeah, exactly.
To highlight their extraordinary roles in our lives.
Listen, I'll eat nuggets with breading made from celebrity snot, but this is disgusting.
Yeah, you're not down with this.
Yeah.
Let's see. How about this? The Genesee County Sheriff's Office says a man flipped his vehicle while trying to remove a spider from his leg Friday afternoon. According to the sheriff's office, the Alexander, New York man was traveling northbound on Route 98 when he stated a spider jumped on his leg and startled him.
How big was his spider?
Deputies say the man stated he tried to get the spider off his legs, caused him to go off the road and strike an embankment, causing his vehicle to flip over. Fortunately, no one was injured in the incident. Maybe you caught this story. It's really an upstanding guy. Armando Marcage is a waiter at Patsy's, a New York City pizzeria in Harlem, when he came across an envelope containing a cashier's check while cleaning a table. Karen Venicor, a retired social worker, had left the money behind while eating lunch with her daughter. She brought along the $424,000 cashier's check,
which he could have walked into a bank and cashed,
as a down payment for a condo to buy in the neighborhood. Despite not receiving a tip from Viticor for his services, Marcage had handed over the check to Patsy's owner for safekeeping. Viticor returned a few days later to pick up her check, saying, "I'm so grateful that the insult that we gave him did not prevent him from doing the right thing."
I would have naturally assumed that that was my $400,000 tip.
Yep. All right. And then one last story, and then we got a break, unfortunately. Don't underestimate the power of a bear. Colorado Parks and Wildlife officials say a bear was able to unlock a car door late at night, and the owner found the animal closed inside the vehicle the next morning. They took a video of the damage the trapped bear left behind.
Jack, sell him for less.
Which is quite extensive.
He's making some money.
Exactly. I'm doing an endorsement deal.
The number one
their low prices are unbearable. Jack, sell him for less.
Officials say the same bear is believed to be responsible for a similar incident that happened.
Funny story, I hate Jack.
A few houses away. We have to wrap it up there, unfortunately. And there you go. That's your Bizarre File. Thank you, Bear. Appreciate that.
Oh, no problem.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.